Have you ever tried to tell your friend a serious story and all they want to do is crack jokes? Well, that's kind of the premise behind our next guest's podcast.
Gareth Reynolds joins us now. He got his comedy start in the Milwaukee area and is the co-host of The Dollop, an award-winning podcast that combines comedy with American history. And you can catch it live tomorrow night at Turner Hall in Milwaukee. Gareth, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me in Central Time. I can't believe I'm time traveling. It's everything I thought it would be.
Well, for people who haven't heard your podcast yet, and there are those out there who have not heard it, can you describe it for us?
Well, first of all, my blood is boiling that not everybody has heard about it. But it's called The Dollop, and it is an American history podcast, but a comedic one. So every week I get together with a buddy of mine who's a comedian, and he will read me a story that he has sort of prepared, like a lesson, if you will, in American history. And I react because I have no idea what the topic is going to be.
And so as far as the not reacting, there's not a whole lot of acting that goes into that. You literally don't know a lot about history, right?
I really don't. We found it's so weird because I think, like, when people start podcasts, you know, they go in with a plan. We just matched up, luckily, with the fact that he loved history and knew a lot of crazy stuff, and that I had just not paid attention at all in school, had never pursued any history knowledge, and therefore, so, you know, he'll say some stuff and he'll look at me and I'll be like, I've never heard of the consumption. And he's like, oh, tuberculosis. Okay, let's keep going.
So what is it like getting this huge data dump of decades and decades of American history?
You know, remember in The Matrix when they just start putting programs into Neo's head and then he just, like, leans up at one point and is just like, I know Kung Fu. Like, that's what I'm like with history now. I'm like, man, there is, you know, it sounds crazy to be like, man, it's really nuts. But, I've learned a lot and I forget it all very quickly. Like, people will come up and they'll be like, how about when that dude bought that country? And I'll be like, I don't know who you are or what you're talking about.
Well, that is part of the fun, though, for the listeners that, you know, some of these stories, they may get old. You know, Lincoln's assassination, we hear that, we know about it, we move on to the next thing. But for you, it's all brand new. So in a way, the listener gets to hear history afresh through somebody else's eyes.
Well, and also a lot of the stuff is, there's definitely stuff that people know. But, a lot of this stuff is stuff that nobody has heard of. I mean, there are stories that are just hidden in our history that are just bizarre, crazy, hysterical, tragic, all that. And, it just seems like there's an endless amount of crazy things that have happened in America.
Well, for instance, I had no idea that Andrew Jackson was so dual happy. You have an episode about Jackson called the Jackson Cheese, and we've got a clip here. You guys are talking about the number of gun duels that Andrew Jackson participated in. Here's a clip.
Like, when I read this, I was like, okay, he had 103 duels in his lifetime.
That's a lot.
That's everybody.
That's a lot.
That's like half the people he met.
I mean, really, that's just like, that's every other day dueling. That's like a once-a-week duel.
No, he's like crazy.
I'd rather duel. Just pay the bar tab, Andrew. I'd rather duel.
I think we're going to Andrew, please.
No. He looked at me funny. We're dueling.
So there's a taste. Yeah, I had no idea about Andrew Jackson. I'm not a super presidential history buff, but that's interesting. So you also take something that could have been a little dry, and it becomes funny.
Well, and that whole episode is about how he hid cheese. Like, it's crazy. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, yeah. It's a very interesting man, Old Hickory.
So you have absorbed a lot of the history, it sounds like, even though some of it you forget instantly. Do you feel like you are becoming more well-rounded as a historian?
Well, yeah, but I also know me, and I really do know that. I mean, I do retain, but literally on the podcast, there was a time where I just, you know, insinuated, that Ben Franklin was the president, and Dave was just like, Ben Franklin was never president. And I was like, get out of here. You know, so I really think that they're, even if I gain knowledge, I'll always be working from behind, unfortunately.
We're talking with Gareth Reynolds right now, co-host of the Dollop podcast. It's about American history. And tell us a little bit how a nice comedian like you ended up talking about history.
Well, you know, I live in Los Angeles, and when I first moved here, podcasts were not even a thing. And so once they started, I just, you know, I would start sort of doing them here and there, and I had landed on a couple, and then I met Dave, Dave Anthony, the guy who I co-host it with, and we just sort of clicked very quickly, and, you know, that just, it just, you know, that's one of the things I think with grinding in Los Angeles, you learn. It's like, if people like something, you go towards it. You're like a moth to light. So the second that there was, you know, that people started to enjoy it, I mean, we leaned into it, you know, which brings us on tour, obviously.
How has it changed since you first started it?
The actual podcast?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing, you know, like, at the beginning, you know, we start with a date, so Dave will shout a date. The fact that I have no idea, that I know nothing going in, I mean, those are things that just sort of organically kind of laid out, as well as the fact that now it's, you know, now it's the sort of thing where, like, on social media and stuff, obviously there's a lot more interaction and being able to do live shows. I mean, I guess that would be, you know, doing a podcast in a theater is just, you know, 5 years ago, if you told me if that would have happened, I'd have challenged you to a duel.
So when you're going somewhere, and I know you've been to Australia, you've been kind of all around the world doing this podcast. Does, I know you're the one who's ignorant of the history, but does your partner, Dave, does he have to really bone up on the history of where he's going and do a deep dive there?
His life, if you compare our lives on the road, it's unfair. He will be sitting on a couch with his earbuds in, working on a document, you know, a 10-page document about this whatever he's decided we're going to talk about. And I'll, you know, go find a basketball court or, you know, whatever. Like, so by the time the show arrives, he's like, man, I'm tired. I'm like, let's do this.
There's never a resentment between the two of you that you're the one kind of playing basketball and he's the one
working his butt off?
He resents it.
No, he's very clear. He's been very vocal about his resentment for it. But I'll take it. It still means I get to take naps, so I'm winning.
Is it ever hard for you to stay away from history? Because sometimes, you know, you're in a hotel, you're flipping through channels, and you get sucked into, you know, a documentary about Lincoln or the Civil War. Do you ever feel like you have to turn something off so you can stay pristine and unknowing?
Yes. Thankfully, I really do like documentaries and, you know, more things about our current time and really nature. But there was one time when we were in Australia and I was watching something on, you know, Prohibition or some sort of American era, and Dave walked by me and he's like, whoa, 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 not be buffing up on the history too much, my man. I was like, oh, sorry, you're right. So there is an avoidance, and it is hard, but it also, you know, again, it's not like I have a sponge for a brain, so we'll be okay.
So this is a comedy podcast. It's funny, but there's real content there about history. Do you think that you're also doing a service? Are you educating people in a sense, even though it's, you know, it's a spoonful of sugar with the medicine?
That's hard to know. I you know, it seems like it. It seems like people are affected in ways by this. I mean, I think that there is, you know, there's such a correlation between the world we live in now and the world we, you know, feel like we've left behind. And I think, you know, the podcast probably does a good job, you know, really Dave does a good job of sort of making you draw parallels in a way that I think is valuable, you know, in a way that makes you sort of go, because we no matter what sort of thing you think about right now in our era, whether it's self-driving cars, you know, in 100 years, people might, you know, who knows what's going to happen with self-driving cars, but no matter what, it's probably going to be kind of crazy and funny in a way, you know. I mean, to some extent, I think I just don't think I could ever say that I'm helping people learn history knowing so little. Davis.
Well, you're both going to be in Milwaukee, and I wonder if Wisconsin audiences can expect some Wisconsin content. Are we going to hear something about the Badger State?
Yes, I believe so. Dave normally tries to steer it towards the city or the state that that we're in for the show. And as a Milwaukee native, I'm pretty confident I'll still have no idea what it is.
And you got your start in Wisconsin. You did comedy sports. Is there still that Wisconsin boy, those Wisconsin comedy roots? Are they still part of who you are?
Oh, yeah. I'm very proud to be from Wisconsin. You know, I have one tattoo. It's of the Green Bay Packers. I try to keep a strong connection to Wisconsin, try to get back there. My dad still lives there. I have family still there. And, you know, really, my best friend lives there. So, I, in my head, I still live in Milwaukee, in my dream scenario.
Good. Well, we're glad to have you as a mental resident of the state.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
Gareth, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much for having me.
Gareth Reynolds is the co-host of The Dollop, a popular American history podcast. And you can catch a live version of The Dollop tomorrow night at Turner Hall in Milwaukee. And Gareth Reynolds will also be doing a bit of stand-up while he's in Wisconsin.